right, folks, we're coming right back. We do have our Capitol Hill commando on the line with us. I'm asking Ernie to hang on just a minute. Let me finish up on Mike Huckabee here, folks, because this is the ringer that they have put in, the international criminal elite have put in to suck votes away from our dear brother Ron Paul, okay, who is the only constitutionalist and godly constitutionalist we have running for office today, that's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Let me finish up here, folks. Mike Huckabee is a big government man, okay, and he's into increasing his power and the cost of government, folks. And repeatedly, many are saying this. The American Spectator reported that 14 times the Ethics Commission, a respected body, not partisan, and not a partisan witch hunt group, investigated claims against Mike Huckabee. Five of those times, it officially reprimanded him under ethics violations, and as only MSNBC, among the big national media, has reported at any real length, there were lots of other mini scandals and embarrassments along the way that Mike Huckabee was involved in. The Washington Times, Greg Pierce quoted, Mike Huckabee used public money for family restaurant meals, boat expenses, and other personal uses. And it goes on and on and on, folks. But the most serious thing is, folks, that when Mike Huckabee, if, and I pray that we will get the word out, that he is a huckster and he is a fraud. He is not a Christian. I don't believe he's a Christian, even though he's been a Christian minister. I know a number of Christian ministers that get up every week and preach the Word of God, and they're not even Christian. They're the enemy of God. And God even states that in the Holy Bibles, folks, in the Holy Bible. So don't fall for the fact that he says he's a, and he is a Christian minister, okay, a Southern Baptist minister, I think, something like that, because God tells us in the Bible that the false preachers and prophets will abound in the end days to take us off course and lead us into this Antichrist world government system. But anyway, the worst thing, I think, is that when Mike Huckabee, if he does do what his handlers tell him to do and take down Ron Paul, divide the vote so Ron Paul doesn't become president, he is going to support the pro-abortion, pro-gay rights, maybe even being a bisexual himself. He is a cross-dresser, Rudy Giuliani. He's going to support Giuliani. I call him a ghoul because he is a ghoul. And that's what Pastor Chuck Baldwin says. He says, I ask you, how could a committed pro-life conservative like Huckabee says he is support a pro-abortion, pro-gay rights, pro-gun control liberal such as Rudy Giuliani? He could not if he was truly a pro-life conservative. At the end of the day, however, there is absolutely no question that Huckabee will support Giuliani or any other pro-abortion Republican for president. Huckabee and his fellow big government Republicans have no real commitment to the life issue or to any other conservative principle. Let's just say it plainly, says Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Mike Huckabee is just another big government establishment politician who will do nothing to stem the tide of socialism or fascism or martial law, pick your poison, emanating from Washington, D.C. these days. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Okay, folks, we're going to come back after these important messages with our Capitol Hill commando, Rudy from Virginia. Get your pencils and papers, folks. If we're not activists, we're not doing what God told us to do. Read Revelations 3-4 times. God says, it is your works that God's going to ask you about when you stand before Him. Your works don't save you, no. You're only saved through grace. But your works are so important. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, folks, welcome back here. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, the second hour, and we're happy to say our Capitol Hill commando is standing by, Ernie from Virginia. And I'll tell you, folks, reading, I just finished up the Bible again, finished Revelations, and I'm starting at the beginning again. But in Revelations, I noticed, folks, three or four times in just Revelations alone, and it's throughout the Bible, God talks about your works. In other words, what are you doing? What are you doing other than sitting there awaiting the rapture and sitting and occupying a pew Sunday morning? Or maybe Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, and Sundays twice. That doesn't cut it, folks. You have to be out doing what God told you to do in Psalms 94:16. And nobody represents that better in this country than Ernie from Virginia. And so I just want to tell you, read Revelations. It's no problem for you to read it, but he speaks over and over again about your works. Now, works will not save you. No. The Bible says over and over again that you have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, confess your sins, and accept Him into your heart in order to be saved through grace. Not your works. Your works won't do it. But if you get saved and you have not works, if you do nothing like God told us to do in rising up against the evildoers and standing up against the workers of iniquity, then you're going to answer to God for that, okay, on the judgment day. So I just, most of all of our listeners, Ernie, know that. And brother, I'm just honored to know you and serve with you because you're the epitome of Psalms 94:16 person that God was speaking to. Brother Ernie, welcome back to the program. Hello? Ernie, are you there, brother? Hello? Ernie? Hello? Ernie?
Yes.
Ah, there you are, brother. Okay.
I'm on.
You're on.
Thank you for your very kind words, Jack, but you have certainly done far more. Your 28 years of public service and your sacrifice to help promote liberty and freedom in this country, you do it all the time, every day, your other network shows, your Aid and Abet newsletter. You are a hero to many millions of Americans.
Well, my goodness, brother, you're making me blush. Boy,
okay.
You're my hero, Ernie. You know?
Well, thank you, Jack. But I think our mutual hero is
nice...
Congressman Ron Paul.
Okay, yes. By the way, Ernie, our wonderful producer just told me on the break that Ron Paul just sponsored a bill, a fantastic bill, and this is a way to get more votes for Ron Paul, folks, is every time you go out to eat, tell your waiter or waitress that Ron Paul just sponsored a bill to do a way of taxing tips. And praise God, because these people don't make much money, Ernie. Most of them don't make much money, and to take 30% of these people's tip money is just a crime. And so Ron Paul is constantly working for the people and not for big government. So go right ahead, Ernie.
Right. Speaking about taxation, Ron Paul is a supporter of the fair tax, which would be even more of a major reform.
Right.
Personally, I think I would support a flat tax. Taxes are very controversial. And you could talk about doing away with the voluntary taxpayer service, but we have to pay for the government somehow. The problem is we spend too much. We're involved in too many wars. We have too many bases, too many commitments by the nation. We
yes.
should put our country first and defend this country. And that's where I really support Ron Paul. And how you get there tax-wise, that's a very complex situation we've evolved into. But I think the Federal Reserve System and this debt creation and trying to run the economy and or fight inflation, which they have not succeeded in, if you go back 30 years, we still have rampant inflation. The government is misleading the people because they're not counting. They're not statistically counting inflation or defining inflation the way they did in the past. They exclude food. They exclude gasoline, the cost of gasoline. So it's very misleading. Many economists see the inflation rate at 14 or 15%. What is the Federal Reserve doing, especially in the subprime crisis, Jack? But that leads me to a couple important bills that have just recently passed. But before I go there, I'd just like to say one other thing.
Okay.
I know you talked about Governor Huckabee today.
Yes.
And his support of basically the biosphere or UNESCO, which the president put us back into. And as you, if you recall, Jack, President Reagan was opposed to UNESCO and giving the UN jurisdiction over our federal lands and public lands.
That's right, he did.
And President Bush reversed that along with something else that President Reagan was very adamantly opposed to, and that was the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Uh-huh.
And at
yes.
the Bilderberg meeting, at the end of May, early June, the Bilderberg participants at that meeting in Istanbul celebrated President Bush's reversal on the Law of the Sea Treaty. And early November, mid-November, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee approved the Law of the Sea Treaty by a vote of 17-4, and we're still waiting for a vote to take place in the Senate. The
yes.
Senate needs to approve this Law of the Sea Treaty. It would take two-thirds vote. It's a
uh-huh.
very dangerous treaty. Many senators believe it's been revised to the point where it corrects certain misgivings that President Reagan had. I personally do not agree. Congressman Ron Paul would not agree, and even Mr. Huckabee does not agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's where he's not consistent. Huckabee, he said this was a very bad idea to give the U.N. jurisdiction over two-thirds of the planet and to give the U.N. international taxing authority. So I don't know if the CFR members who heard him in September and came out in support, and I think it's largely because of his actions with respect to illegal aliens, providing free Mexican consulate offices in Little Rock, proposing free tuition for illegal aliens for college tuition, among other things, that his track record, he says one thing and his actions are just the opposite.
Yes, and of course now he's running for president, so he's not going to stick his foot in that tar baby of the U.N.'s Treaty on the Sea.
That is correct.
So
you're not going to hear much more of them on that point.
Right.
But that is a very dangerous bill, and I've talked before about the Merchant Marine officers who spoke against this,
yes.
This International Seabed Authority, and the additional world court in which the U.S. would not have a veto vote. They would have a consensus type of vote situation. We would lose an arbitration. The U.N. Secretariat would have much more authority, and then we would have to get approval by the U.N. for fishing, removal of minerals, and this taxing. We'd have to get a certain portion to the U.N. And that would get, once the U.N. gets this taxing authority, they're well on their way to establishing a one-world government.
That's very significant. Yes.
So we need to keep calling against the law of the sea treaty. But now I'd like to talk about the subprime mortgages. And there were a couple excellent articles this week by Joel Skousen and his World Affairs Brief, and Bob Chapman and his write-up. And they talked about, Joel Skousen talked about what's going on. And the reason why I bring it up, because there is important legislation tied to the subprime mortgages and the Federal Reserve actions to provide debt relief to the banks and to help stabilize the dollar, or more importantly, protect the banks. There's been massive waste, fraud, and abuse in this whole arena, and I think when we look at the bill, let me get that bill. I don't have the number in front of me, but the Senate approved the legislation 93-1 last week to deal with the subprime mortgage crisis.
Right.
And the bill would allow the Federal Housing Administration to guarantee refinance loans for millions of borrowers, 85% who lied on their applications, which are delinquent on payments because their mortgages are resetting to sharply higher rates from low initial teaser rates. This will be the biggest government bailout of all time. Yeah. American taxpayers will bail out all the malfactors who committed fraud. Now, what we have here is a situation in the loan applications that we're taking out for these subprime mortgages, which are undermining the entire financial system and creating a potential worldwide recession because of derivatives and hedge funds and how these things are put together and packaged by the banks. And because of this massive fraud, and it took rating agencies' involvement, even the realtors to a certain extent signing people up to buy homes that they didn't qualify for, and nobody reviewing the applications, little or no oversight provided. And now certain people are going to be targeted for relief, and which brings into question which Mr. Skousen brought up, and that is the sanctity of contracts, where you have an agreement to do a certain legal thing between two or more parties, and then you change the rules of the game. Now you're going to have what about the people who faithfully sacrifice each month to make their mortgage payments? Is it fair to them to give an edge to somebody who fraudulently applied? And I'll talk after the break.
Thank you.
you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's go right back to Ernie now. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, I was talking about the sinking economy and Joel Skousen and my last comments about with the subprime mortgages in the Senate's action,
yes.
Approval of a bill. I think it's the FHA authorization bill. A reauthorization bill, but I don't have it in front of me. But this vote of 93-1 to favor one group of people over another, to assist the banks cover up their fraud that they committed. This whole concept, and I think Mr. Skousen has it right. Now we are affecting the sanctity of contracts, an agreement between two or more persons to do a certain legal thing. And certain people are going to have an advantage here, certain people are going to have a disadvantage, and this could lead to even more legal argumentation. But at the end of the day, when all these bonds, these bad mortgages that are mixed in and possibly used for collateral for other loans, there's going to be a bigger question mark as to what is this country doing? How is this affecting the credibility of our nation to be the Treasury Secretary who is from Goldman Sachs, who's directly involved in this kind of corporate lending and these derivatives and so these financial-type transactions, how he goes forward with this action to me, potentially undermines our financial system even further. And what Mr. Skousen writes about is the U.S. and the world debt structure right now is in much worse shape than is being admitted by governments. And this is like a this is worse than a Band-Aid type situation, because it could really explode. And you don't know the full ramifications, but it was a bad, a real bad measure. And this 93-1 vote by the Senate, I was surprised there wasn't more opposition to this, because many of these senators are lawyers, and you would think, Jack, they would have taken another view on this. Well, I think what it means, Congress wants to bail all these folks out. And you know, and the truth is, and as Mr. Chapman writes in his world of, in his international forecaster, he's saying 85% of them committed felony, and he has a whole list of all the people involved in this.
Incredible.
I know.
Incredible.
So, but anyhow, that's a bad, really bad situation, and that leads me up to Ron Paul again, because he has an Ron Paul has a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve System, and there was an article back on November 25th posted on Global Research by Richard Cook, titled "Market Fundamentalism and the Tyranny of Money: Recommendations for Reform of the U.S. Monetary System." Today, I read he has another article on the same website, globalresearch.ca, and this one's titled "The 2008 Presidential Election: Concepts Progressives Must Know About Monetary Policy and History." Although I'm not what you would consider a progressive, and I don't like to use these terms, progressive, conservative, or whatever, or populist.
Yes.
I'd like to go with what makes good economic sense. And I think his position on, in his article dated November 25th, he writes, "Every period of economic growth in the last generation has been largely a bank-created bubble. Each time a bubble burst, the financiers gain more wealth by buying assets at bankruptcy prices. The latest is the housing bubble. Politicians stand by and do nothing." And do nothing, not like this Band-Aid approach with this new authorization to assist certain subprime mortgagers. And at some estimates, there are 45,000 of these people, but you got to be, you got to qualify within a certain time frame, and still be making your payments timely, but before the payments increase. I mean, there's a line of hoops you got to go through to qualify, but it brings in the question of how their actions will undermine the sanctity of contracts, as Mr. Skousen writes. But what Mr. Cook writes today and yesterday, in November, "We should abolish the privately controlled Federal Reserve as a bank of issue and reestablish constitutional control of credit as a public utility." And his article today talks about the need to work on our infrastructure in the country. We have let, with all these wars for profit, and when you go back to the Federal Reserve System and its creation and the intent, it was established to help finance more wars, to give it a mechanism in the country to finance wars. And if you go back to our history, and banking has been a very controversial subject. And as you know, Jack, the Europeans and the British have been pretty much controlled our monetary system and the Federal Reserve since the creation in 1913, and with the exception of President Kennedy and the silver dollar issue, and President Lincoln with the greenback issue, we have pretty
issued
all this fiat money.
Hang on, Ernie. We'll be right back with you, folks. We'll be right back after this important break. And remember, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, great servant to the people of the American system and our republic. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to mention to you www.republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, if you happen to be listening on the radio and you have friends that have computers that can't get it on the radio, tell them to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org, and they can listen to the radio programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's go right now, right back to our dear brother, Ernie in Virginia. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Richard Cook, in his article today, writes, this is on globalresearch.ca, www.globalresearch.ca, lowercase. He writes, "While all of the Republican candidates except Ron Paul have totally ignored economic issues, the Democrats are all sounding more populist than at any time since the Great Depression. Nevertheless, with the exception of Dennis Kucinich, they all swallow in its totality the debt-based monetary system overseen by the Federal Reserve, which is at the root of the escalating crisis."
That's it,
and he further writes in his article, "The principal underlying cause of the American Revolution was refusal by the British Parliament to allow the colonies to issue their own paper money." And what comes to mind is Ron Paul's Boston Tea Party today and Freedom Rally in Boston, Massachusetts, which started at 1 o'clock, and his son, Rand Paul, at 3:30 will speak, and there's a whole list of people. And you can help his campaign several ways by going to the website, www.ronpaul2008.com. You can make a donation today through the website, or you can donate toll-free at his toll-free number, 1-877-RON-2008. Again, 1-877-RON-2008. And if you go to the website at ronpaul2008.com, you can find a link to the Freedom Rally today, and I'll give that. That is www.freedomrally12-16.org.
Okay. And give that again, brother, would you?
Okay, that's www.freedomrally, FREEDOMRALLY, number 12-16.org.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And you can get internet streaming and cover some of the activities from this rally. And the rally is going to go from 1 o'clock to 5:30. And I think Ron Paul may be on CBS this evening. And I understand he's going to be on the Glenn Beck Show on Tuesday. And it'll be interesting because, you know, in the past he's been referred to as a potential domestic terrorist and his followers, because they're advocates of the Constitution. And as you mentioned in your first hour about Mr. Huckabee and the living Constitution, which Ron Paul it would not in any way accept. He's a strict constructionist in his interpretation, as I am, of the Constitution, and you have to have a system of checks and balances. But in these articles by Richard Cook, and I encourage your listeners to read both articles, the December 14th article today and the November 25th article, and he lays out a good history of what has taken place in the monetary system, how it's been abused, and how the Federal Reserve System needs to be abolished. And speaking of that, Congressman Ron Paul has a bill to do just that. And let me get that number.
Okay.
His bill. Well, as I'm looking for that bill, I got so many bills. Hold on. Here's his bill. It's House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act and for other purposes. Congressman Ron Paul introduced this on June 15, 2007. It's been referred to the House Committee on Financial Services, and unless we get him elected, I don't think you'll ever see this bill.
No, that's for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And also, at the same time, I'd like to bring up some other actions, other important bills that are coming up. That deals with House Resolution 939, America's Day of Reckoning is at Hand, by Paul Craig Roberts. He has a great article near the end of November, and he talked about Pat Buchanan's new book, The Day of Reckoning. And I've seen him on several different shows, Mr. Wolf Blitzer's show, CNN, and I saw him on the Glenn Beck Show, too. And he has, in the discussion, Mr. Buchanan talked about the open borders problem, the illegal immigration, and he recommended that we pull our troops out of South Korea, put them on the border. And Congressman Gouda, Virginia House Resolution 939 to do just that.
Yes.
There are several co-sponsors on that measure, 17 co-sponsors. No action's been taken to date. And also Congressman Good of Virginia has House Concurrent Resolution 22 to withdraw from NAFTA, which would be a good thing, and House Resolution 40 to say no to the NAFTA superhighway system and the North American Union.
Yes.
Now, at the very same time, I in my readings, and I don't have the bill number, but I understand the administration is going forward with more Mexican trucks in their pilot program.
Right. Yes.
Ignoring the will of Congress, there have been actions for several years to not fund any of this through the Department of Transportation. There was no formal press release to that effect, but one of the writers I read saw it on the transportation website, and one page recognized the program as being enlarged. And so what we have is a very arrogant White House. And speaking of arrogance, that brings to mind the lack of any pardon for federal border security agents Ramos and Campion. And if you recall, Jack, President Bush recently pardoned 29 more criminals or convicted felons. I think there were nine drug smugglers, one moonshiner, a number of different violations. And he still ignores the plight of Ramos and Campion. And although they recently went before the U.S. Court of Appeals, we won't know any decision there whether or not they will be given the right to another trial, which is unbelievable.
Yes.
And we won't know that in probably 4 to 6 weeks. And here it is. Christmas is only 9 days away.
Right.
And these guys still sit in solitary confinement.
I know it. It just breaks your heart.
Oh, it does.
You know, here Bush is relieving his fellow drug runners and pardoning them to
right.
get out of prison. And I say fellow drug runners because we had a picture here about 15 years ago of Boy George Bush and his brother, Texas governor, helping unload the planes at Mena, Arkansas, of the CIA drugs and the drugs his daddy was bringing into Mena, Arkansas at one time.
Oh, right.
So they've been drug running a long time.
Oh,
so
absolutely. And
he releases real criminals from prison, but he keeps those that have been put in there as political prisoners he won't release.
That is precisely right.
Yeah.
And the Bernard, Mena Airport drug smuggling was a real thing, although our controlled mainstream media, especially the Washington Post, after having written an article, wouldn't let it go forward by the editor. But I remember reading several articles from the British Electronic Telegraph by Ambrose Pritchett. And don't forget, U.S. Congressman Bernard from Georgia conducted hearings of wrongdoing by senior IRS management. And of the seven incidents reported, there was a case in Mena, Arkansas, involving senior criminal investigator Bill Duncan of IRS and how he had been abused. And he was investigating money laundering through the Mena Airport involving the Clinton family and the Riotti Bank or Riotti Group and the First National Bank of Mena, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And your guest that you, Larry Nichols, has talked about Mena in the past. I've heard him.
Sure.
I hope you get him back on your show, too.
Yes, we will. We will. I failed in getting a call through to him, evidently, and haven't heard back from him yet. But I will this week, and we'll get him hooked up hopefully next Saturday.
Right. I'd like
Sunday,
to hear more. Well, I have to bring this up because this bill is unbelievable, and I think Congress is nervous right now because we won because of our phone calls. We stopped the hate crime legislation for now. And that on December 6th, the House Democratic leadership announced they were 40 votes shy of being able to pass the hate bill. So Kennedy's amendment was stripped from the House Appropriations Act, and and that went down to defeat. And so we have been waiting on the Senate Bill 1959, the other thought crime measure. And you know that the homegrown terrorism bill.
Oh yeah.
The proposed law of a violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism prevention act of 2007,
yeah.
House Resolution 1955, which was passed by the House of Representatives in a 404-6 vote on October 23rd. Can you imagine 404 congressmen voting to basically undermine the First Amendment rights of American citizens?
Unbelievable.
I know, and Fortunately, Congressman Ron Paul did issue a statement on December 5th to the Madam Speaker, saying had he been able to vote, and he wasn't in a position to vote, I think he was out of town that day, and he called this a misguided and dangerous piece of legislation. This is one of the worst. And when I read, even the ACLU has serious concerns about the bill. Law enforcement, quote, should focus on action, not thought. And this idea that they would establish this center to study citizens and thought crimes, it's almost
yes.
anticipation of a police state. So we need to stop this kind of foolishness, and I think the Senate has grown nervous because of the calls. A lot of people, I mean, many writers. I've got, from D.B. Kidd, there are so many different writers I have read on this subject, and let's see, one of the best articles I read was by News with Views, and let me see if I can find that article. Let's see here. Well, moving forward, Vince Souter wrote a good article on News with Views, too, on this back in November.
Yes,
Lee
right.
Rogers has done a good job. He's a fellow RBN broadcaster, and he's done a good job in analyzing the bill and how dangerous it is. But then I read, in trying to follow up on the status of the bill, there's no mention on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs website. I read the latest press statement by Senator Lieberman, who is the chairman for the committee. He writes, he released the following statement in response to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff's year-end speech. The American people are safer today than they were 5 years ago, and in part because of the department's work. Can you imagine that?
Right.
And we still have open borders. And then I read in Mr. Chapman's write-up, he said that, or no, Mr. Skousen's write-up, that they are not going to fund the two-tier border fence. And the way I understand it right now, not 1 mile of the two-tier fence has been built, Jack.
No, that's right. That's right. It was just a sham from the very beginning.
Oh, right. And there was discussion in his article about Senator Hutchison of Texas putting in an amendment and to kill it, basically. And it was in a conference-type bill. And she basically is pulling the funding for it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, yes. It's been a sham from the beginning.
I know. So when
North American Union, of course, we're not supposed to have any borders whatsoever. So that's what they're pushing for.
Precisely. And so that's ongoing as a big problem. And I think we need to let our congressman know that we want that border shut and we want the two-tier fence, as required by the law, to be built and to be funded and not to continue to mislead the American citizens.
That's now, right, brother.
And we have another bill. You mentioned private property rights, Senate Bill 817, Celebrating America's Heritage Act. Congress is planning to draw lines of maps by designating certain segments as heritage areas, which strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community.
Yeah, under the UN.
Under the UN, right.
Right.
House Resolution 1483 was passed 291 to 122. This was back in late October, but Senate Bill 817 has yet to be voted on by the Senate. I think given the primaries coming up in January, the Senate is getting nervous because they know the American people are watching some of the legislative proceedings, and I think the Senate Bill 1959 has awakened millions of people, and they're calling, and the Senate Bill 817 has got a lot of people upset, too.
Give us that one again, brother. That is horrendous, and we need to call on Monday. We need to call on that bill, too. Could you give us that again, that American Heritage?
Yeah, it's titled Celebrating America's Heritage Act.
Right.
Senate Bill 817.
817.
Yeah, right. And it's consistent with House Resolution 1483, which was previously passed by the House by a huge margin, 291 to 122. So you know there's a lot of bipartisan support.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very
now,
good. We need to call on that, Brother Ernie, because that is devastating to property rights of the people across this nation.
That's right. Oh, and before I forget, let me give some toll-free numbers out for the Congressional Switchboard.
Good.
Area code 877-851-6437. Again, area code 877-851-6437. Another 800 number is 800-333-6354. 800-833-6354. And one additional number, area code
888-355-3555. We'll go over those numbers again when we get back, Brother Ernie. Hang on there, folks. Okay, folks, very important. If we're not activists, we're not doing what God told us to do. And this is the things we need to do Monday morning. Be right back with more on the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In quick here, because we just have a few minutes left with Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, I want to wrap this up very quickly. First, Mr. Fox, Jordan Fox, a young soldier that came back from Iraq. He was wounded, and the Army tried to get 3,000 of his signing bonus back, and there was action taken by a congressman Representative Jason Altmaier, House Resolution 3793, to amend the code, the U.S. code, so that their bonuses won't be lost if they can't fulfill their commitment, their service commitment. And in this example, he only had 3 months to go, and they sought to get $3,000 of his $10,000 signing bonus back. Just an atrocious situation. Also, there is an article on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson titled, Estrelin, Elitists Consider Assassinating Ron Paul. And As I mentioned, the Boston, and this article was Friday. Best-selling author and Bilderberg sleuth Daniel Estrelin says he has received information from sources inside the U.S. intelligence community, which suggests that people from the highest levels of the U.S. government are considering assassination attempt against Congressman Ron Paul because they are threatened by his burgeoning popularity. And
that's
if you
right.
look at Jack, if you look at mainstream media and you look at the rise of Mr. Huckabee, and his campaign has raised, what, $650,000, or he's very short. He was making an appeal for gasoline money for his bus. And meanwhile, Ron Paul is just surging. And in Virginia, I can tell you, when the ballot signatures to get him on the ballot in Virginia, he beat every Republican in Virginia. The ballot requirement was 10,000. He had 20,000. He is really rising in the polls, and he's becoming a threat to the establishment.
Yes,
so
he is.
I think this article people should read. And lastly,
brother, I want to tell the people right now that, like I do and my wife do, we keep Ron Paul in our prayers every night and his family, that God will stop the hand of these evildoers from hurting him or his family and knocking out our candidates. So we need their prayers, don't we, Ernie?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We need to pray for him and pray for that his family is protected. His son is speaking today. And they will, these criminals will go after and not only the congressman, but somebody in his family to try to get to discourage them, because he is rising and he's put his life on the line in support of the Constitution, freedom, and liberty. And every ex-serviceman who ever served in the United States, we are committed to the U.S. Constitution. We took that oath when we entered the military, and once you swear that oath to the Constitution, you are always loyal to the Constitution forever.
Under that oath. That's
under
right,
that oath.
Brother.
Against enemies both outside the country and internal enemies. And who could we better support than Congressman Ron Paul?
That's right, brother.
And
he's everything that we need as a presidential candidate and as a president to help us turn our country back under Second Chronicles 7:14.
Amen.
Yep.
Killing the border fence, and what amazes me on the news, this is by Joel Skousen.
Uh-oh.
We're at the end.
That's the end of the program, brother.
Okay. Well, Senator Hutchison is the one who is killing the funding for the fence in the Homeland Security budget.
Okay, good. Thank you, brother. God bless you and your family, and I'm just so happy to have you here. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Sunday, brother.
Thank you, Jack.
Lord bless you and all of you out there. Don't forget, God expects us to do works. To rise up against the evildoers, to stand up against the workers of iniquity. And that's what we're trying to do all the time. And it's working. Praise God, it's working. Have a great Sunday and a great week. We'll be with you next week, God willing. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, brothers and sisters across America. I truly do. God bless you and good day.
With